The world had lost its sheen, its vibrancy, its life. Sadie Rose Perkins stared at the ceiling and was dreading yet another day. How could she face the people of Wharton City with their accusations and stares? How could she face her life? Couldn't she just turn over and let sleep claim her once more, perhaps permanently? Nothing about this was fair. Perhaps. Did she have this coming? How had she not seen it? She should have. Had it only been a week since she woke to find her father gone? As if that hadn't been heartbreaking enough, the following days brought with them an even greater distress. The revelation that the man she had trusted, the town's once prominent and respected banker, had embezzled from the bank, really from the good people of this town. He had betrayed everyone, everyone, even her. Yes, she should have noticed that something was off, somehow. Would the townsfolk ever forgive her? How could they? Perhaps she deserved as much. She should have seen the signs. Father had been more distant, absorbed with matters of the bank, and he had been home less and less. Even then he often closed himself in his study. How had she not seen, not suspected? Yes, she had earned blame in this. If only she could apologize enough. But no one would hear it. Scowls and narrowed gazes were the common greeting now, and would continue to be. Sadie covered her face. What was the point? Outside her open bedroom door, movement in the great room drew her attention. Mother. The woman had been agitated, even more so than usual. This whole situation had indeed taken its toll on the older woman. If only Sadie could shield her mother from the burden, from the shame. Sliding her feet from what little warmth the covers offered, Sadie shivered. Still, she forced herself to sit and press her vulnerable soles to the cold wood. A chill shot through her, right up her spine. But she had to push on. Mother needed her. She grabbed her knit shawl, a precious gift that reminded Sadie of a time when her mother was more capable, and pulled it around her shoulders. While it did nothing for her cold feet, perhaps it would keep her upper body from freezing. Padding into the great room, she found her mother by a shelf. As she watched, the woman lifted a book, flipped through the pages, and tossed the volume to the floor, only to pick up another from its perch. "Mother, what's the matter?" Sadie crossed the room and set a hand to her mother's arm. The woman turned a hollow gaze on Sadie.
"I can't seem to find your father."
Sadie's heart dropped. Not this again. Shifting her focus back to her task, her mother said,
"I know he left a map. I just can't find it."
Her hands shook as she pored over the next book. Reaching for the hands that had done much to comfort her over the years, Sadie attempted to still the tremors. Mother's fingers were as ice. How long had she been up and about? Sadie lifted the book from her mother's reach. It seemed at first that Mother would protest. She opened her mouth, and her lips moved, as if she spoke, but no sound came forth.
"You must be cold."
Sadie tugged at the older woman. Mother stood her ground, but her gaze set on Sadie once more. If only the stare wasn't so vacant. Sadie's heart squeezed. Then there was a spark in Mother's eyes.
"Shouldn't you be getting ready for school?"
Sadie frowned. She never quite knew what to do in these moments. They had become more frequent of late. Since Father's flight in the night, Mother had been in a constant state of confusion, it seemed.
"Mother, I finished school 2 years ago,"